This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Live to Rome for the latest news from Rome and the Vatican, Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. Welcome.
Buongiorno, John. Very happy to be with you today.
Every week we check in to find out how Italy is dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, because you're a little bit farther down the road on the solution. You're further down the solution road than we are here, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, yes, John. And in fact, we're all watching and waiting right now, because July 31st is an important date for us. That is the official date when the state of emergency is set to end in Italy. And the question is, will that be extended? So there is talk within our parliament that that's going to be extended until the end of October now. That means that also in question are whether or not masks are going to be continued to be obligatory to be worn in public places. That regulation only goes until the 31st of July as well. So we shall see in these next few days what the future holds for us. But in the meantime, Italy does continue to place some bans on a few countries from coming into its borders. The two newest are Romania and Bulgaria. You know, there are many people from those countries who have jobs here in Italy, for example, caring for the elderly. So what that means is that if they do come into Italy, they have to be tested for the virus, and then they have to do an obligatory 2-week quarantine. Now, one issue that has come up is that down in Sicily, at a containment facility for migrants coming over from Africa by boat, they had a mandatory 2-week quarantine period there. But in the last few days, 200 migrants escaped from one facility and a couple of dozen from another. The army was sent in to try to locate them. About 130 have been found at this point, and all have tested negative for the virus. But in the meantime, our parliament has just informed the country that they have designated the 18th of March as the National Day in Memory of COVID-19 Victims. So this was approved unanimously and followed by a minute of silence in the chamber. And so this date, the reason the 18th of March, this was the day when Italy felt like it sort of woke up to what was happening because of images that were printed of military convoys of trucks, especially in the Bergamo region, who were driving out coffins because the cemetery and the crematorium could not cope with the number of casualties. So March 18th will be the day to especially remember Italian victims of COVID-19, John.
Ashley Nerona live from Rome this morning. The latest news in the Vatican. Are pilgrims allowed back into St. Peter's Square? Where does that stand?
Yes, pilgrims are allowed to be back in St. Peter's Square, which is wonderful, but there are not many. You know, there really aren't that many pilgrims. There are European travelers who are coming in, so we're seeing that more and more. We're hearing different languages, for example. It's interesting because those who've been to Rome before will know that typically one must wait in a very long line in order to enter St. Peter's Basilica. Well, not anymore. It usually tends to be a pretty quick process. You do have to have your temperature taken before going in, and it is quite a wonderful experience to be in that basilica for hours upon end with hardly no one in there. It's quite amazing phenomenon, John.
And the reason why Pope Francis doesn't do a general weekly audience in the summer, it gets really hot, and for those of you listening in the Northeast, you know it got to 100, and the heat index made it feel like 110 in some parts of the East yesterday. How is the Italian summer heat wave doing?
Well, yes, indeed. That heat wave has arrived. It was brought in by a current of hot air coming in from Africa. Now, interestingly, we've had a relatively cooler summer than those in recent memories. But in Rome, we've had temps as high as 104 these last few days. In Sardinia, temps went as high as 108, if you can imagine. But it's not meant to last too long. They're saying that the beginning of August, things will start cooling down just a bit. But I'll tell you, John, right here in Rome, the Romans already have a solution to this. This Friday, they are about to open the Tiberius Beach. So that is Rome's artificial beach that's on the banks of the Tiber River. So this is the third summer in a row that this will be something available to Romans. And there's sand, there's sunbeds, there's volleyball courts, there's umbrellas and showering facilities. So the idea is that people can come and relax. It's located right between the San Paolo and the Marconi districts of the city. And if tradition holds, as in the last 2 years, it's going to be open every day until October to try to bring a little bit of cool and refreshment to the Romans, John.
Glenn's got the sprinkler on his front lawn, just in case you want to come over. It's not quite exactly Rome, right, Glenn? But nonetheless, it's a lot of fun.
Sounds nice.
We'll have pizza. We'll have pizza and spaghetti and other Italian
okay,
treats.
There you go. There you go. We're still waiting for the slip and slide before we go over. Remember that? I mean, again, there are toys that today that would just send you to instant litigation, but as kids, we survived slipping and sliding on this piece of vinyl. And speaking of having fun here, we're having fun here today because we're celebrating a very special anniversary for Ashley Nerona. This is your 8th anniversary on Relevant Radio. We are so blessed to have you.
John, thank you so much. You know, it has been...
Glenn's playing for you here.
Oh, Glenn, I love it.
It could be an accordion showdown with any accordionist in Rome.
Hey, indeed. Well, you know what? There couldn't be a better way for me to celebrate my anniversary than with a serenade from Glenn. Thank you so much, Glenn. Indeed, it's so exciting to think that 8 years have passed, and it has been such a delight to be part of the Relevant Radio family. I absolutely love sharing Rome, sharing Italy. Rome is a place that I'm so passionate about. And because it's the heart of the church, it means so much for me to be able to invite our listeners to come over to Rome for a few minutes when we broadcast. So I'm actually going to do something very special to celebrate the anniversary, John and Glenn. I'm going to go on a pilgrimage today to Sorrento, specifically to the Cathedral of Saints Philip and James, and to pray at the tomb of Saint Renato. Now, to give you a little bit of background on this and how that all came to be and how he's special to me, Saint Renato was a bishop in the 5th century who lived in Naples. He was a monk in that area. He probably lived in the hills near the city as a hermit. And the place that he used to pray actually eventually was where the cathedral was built and where his remains are entombed these days. Now, last fall, my mom and our dear friend Trish Marriott came to visit us in Italy, and we took them down to Naples to experience the feast of Saint Gennaro, Saint Januarius, and the liquefaction of his blood. So it was just an amazing experience. After that, we strolled through the streets of Naples and we came upon this antique shop that was just teeming over with just stuff in boxes and just things every direction, including in boxes out on the street. And there in one of the boxes, something caught my eye and I reached in and picked it up. And it turns out that it was a reliquary. It was this beautiful, ornate 6-inch reliquary with the wax seal on the back and everything. And I just felt like this saint must have been calling out to us. Well, sure enough, it was Saint Renato or Saint Renatus. And Saint Renatus came home with me that day. And in fact, my middle name is Renee, so the same derivation. And I was delighted to find that his feast day is the 6th of October, which is also the birthday of my husband. So Saint Renatus has been very special to me. And he's there in our bedroom. And we know that he is praying for us in a special way. And on this pilgrimage, I'm going to be bringing all of our Relevant Radio family in my heart and praying for all of our family in my intentions there, John. So glad you guys can be coming with me.
Yeah, virtually on your pilgrimage to Sorrento. We're going on a pilgrimage to Costco. Yes. It's not quite as not quite as spiritually fulfilling as Sorrento, but we need a new palette of cheese for the show today. Ashley Nerona is an American living in Rome, teaching crisis communications and media training to priests and seminarians. As she mentioned, her husband, John, she and John have founded the Truth and Beauty Project. You really should check this out online at truthandbeautyproject.com. It gives you Renaissance-style theological formation. If you're visiting Rome or just doing it virtually online at truthandbeautyproject.com. Happy 8th anniversary. We are so blessed to have your voice and your wisdom on Relevant Radio. Ashley Nerona, thank you and God bless.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. Take care.
Coming up next, tying in the...
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.